Guys with us, 215-592-9494, live today at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Half. So much to get into, and it's a special day here for Birds at the Half, all benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. We'll be here, guest bartending later on, show all day, great guest with us. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, it's not cool to throw people under the bus on your way out the door, but it is fun. It's not cool.
Is that a Sixers take?
Yeah. No. Well, it's a Sixers take. It could be a Jets take. It could be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we were just talking about it. You were telling me this morning. I didn't know Joe Douglas telling on everybody.
Yeah, all the dirty laundry.
Is he really?
Coming out.
Yeah, he's telling on everybody.
Apparently, the owner wanted to bench Rodgers in September, and he stopped him. So, yeah, that's a mess. You know, it is sometimes, Hugh, I'm glad you said this. It's nice to know that it's not just teams here that are a mess, right?
Yeah.
The Jets are a mess. There's lots of messes in the
No,
in,
let's
– let's.
You mean the Sixers. Let's
that's what
leave,
I mean. Yeah.
You know, some other teams that are not a mess.
Oh, the Sixers are
utterly dysfunctional out of it.
At least we don't have – and Rhea joins us alongside John Richards.
Sorry, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
At least we don't have a mess with the Eagles. We have a good football team here. Welcome in, everyone. 215-592-9494 to join us. Well, you know, I'm just focusing on what I can see.
And no,
I see,
I'm just saying that you know her.
Well, that last year, you're right. It wasn't a great team under the surface. They fell apart. I don't expect that this year. So we have an 8-2 football team. And, Hugh, it feels like, as we welcome Rhea and John Richie. And Rhea, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? It's usually Thursday. And I just want to point out, Hugh does not guest bartend. Hugh stands behind the bar and drinks. I'd like to point that
out. That's what I figured.
Yeah. So I did this last year.
Okay.
So.
Just make sure everyone knows that when they come out tonight.
Yeah, because I don't, you know what I mean?
He's not serving you any drinks.
Nah.
John, how you doing today?
Super. Really super.
You know what?
I'm a fan of you guys.
We're a fan of you guys.
I'm a fan of the Midday Show. I listen to you guys all the time. So
I'm a fan of you, buddy.
It's sort of titillating to be sitting here.
You want the other piece? You want the other half of my sandwich? You can have it.
John, be honest.
You do want it, John.
Yes, it's messed up, man, because you know I want that.
I know, and you can have it.
No, because now I know that you're sacrificing it. You want it.
Hold on.
You just sat down with that beautiful sandwich, and you knew that it was kind of messed up the way I was eyeing it and salivating
over it. John, you were like in love
it.
With that sandwich.
No, but John, your family, and if I have something, it's like yours. And plus, that's the second sandwich I've had, to be totally honest.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
That's like,
well,
you
then
know,
I
it's
feel
not
better.
Yeah. So I mean, like again, if
this
I offer
sandwich
it to you,
is unbelievable.
It's not. Yeah, it is, man.
It's a breakfast cheesesteak.
Yeah, we're at Chicken and Pizza. You know they do a great job of feeding us every time we're here. So yeah, you're more than welcome to the sandwich, man. And your family.
I'll think about
it. Look at this nice moment to start.
Two teammates.
Hey, you know
along.
What? I'm an even bigger fan of the Midday Show now.
Because
you
we feed
supply
you.
Me with food stuffs and things.
Well, yeah, man, thank you. We're family.
We're happy to have you guys for this hour. A lot to get into here. And John, you said a word there that I want to start with. You said the word super. Because if you had said to me, Joe, we're going to do this show, you know, in the middle of November, right before Thanksgiving, Eagles at the Half show, what would the theme be? If you said this to me in September, I would have never said Super Bowl or bust because they were 2-2. They looked like it was an extension of the end of last year. Sirianni's job was a conversation every week. Jalen didn't look right. It just looked like a mess. And they haven't lost since. John, this team has not lost a game since the bye week.
They played some medium teams.
They have. Or bad teams.
Medium.
Medium
fair.
Or bad.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
medium,
fair.
Medium,
yeah,
medium,
fair.
And bad, and medium. And
yeah, that's fair. But they have
but
won
okay.
six in a row. So
yep.
Here is the
that's
question.
That's not easy because most teams lose to bad teams
they trip up
every
sometimes.
Once in a while. And we,
in a given Sunday.
We might lose to a bad team at some point. Maybe. You never know. It is impossible to be truly and totally consistent when you've got guys getting hurt week to week and just you never know. You never know.
You're right about that. But they've set a good baseline, right? 6 wins in a row. They're 8-2.
Yes, we are
atop
in a good
the division. They're in a very good spot. So here's the question I now have on my mind. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season? Have they done enough to where it's going to be
I thought
exceedingly,
that was every year.
In reality.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are some years where you say,
yeah, we don't have a chance.
We hope.
Yeah.
But and then there are some years where it's like, man, they better win the Super Bowl this year. They have a rare kind of roster that doesn't come around every year. We'll start with you. We'll go down the line here. John Richie, is this now a Super Bowl or bust season?
I'm wondering if there's something wrong with my brain. And
yes.
Well,
we all
because I do pretty consistently think that that's the way you view football. Like, You're playing.
No, as you're talking about as a player.
What they're asking us to do.
You're talking as a player.
Why
yes,
would we do that if it wasn't going to put us in a position
John,
to go
win a Super Bowl? John, we're talking about reality.
As a fan. No, John, some of our callers say that every time I bring this up. They say, well, every year I think we can win the Super Bowl. And I'm like,
no,
all right.
No, it's
but,
not.
But come on. Like, there are some years where the team isn't very good, right? Or some years the team is very average. This year the team is now quite mm-hmm. good. Is it now a year where they, in your mind, they have to win the Super Bowl? Is it Super Bowl or bust? Like, the Phillies just had World Series or bust, right? We were all so down because we knew they should have done more and they blew it. Do you feel like we have that kind of Eagle season?
I have thought, yes, I have felt that we should be focused on winning in the postseason and going to the Super Bowl potentially this year all along. But now especially, yeah, that we're more than halfway through, it's clear that we're the second-best team in the NFC. That means by the end of the season, maybe we'll be the first-best team
could
in the
be.
NFC. And if that's the case, we got a great shot at this thing. We have a very realistic chance to win a world championship. So yes, it is Super Bowl or bust. But maybe I'm not a good person to ask. I do believe that we have a better chance to go and have a chance, maybe, than you do.
So I think they have a really good chance. I'll go next because you kind of set me up. And then we'll go to Rhea and we'll go to Hugh. I think they have a really good chance to win the Super Bowl. I like this team. This defense is playing super well. They have a great back, great offensive line. They're the favorite to win their division. Like, it's all there, kind of the way you set it up, John. I mean, a two seed feels like where their floor is, right? It's a one or a two seed if they just take care of business down the stretch.
I like our chances against this incredibly scary Lions team,
too. I think
too.
They have a chance.
Yeah, we have a chance against them. And by the way, that 49ers team that everyone seems to think is,
they're down,
is
yeah.
so untouchable.
They're down.
Man, they are looking awful. I don't care that they're getting their running back, their offensive line.
They're going
a
through
problem.
A Super Bowl hangover. Yeah. Yeah, they are. But that all being said, I don't view this as a Super Bowl or bust year because I view this as having a runway now. Like, I don't think this is it for this group. They're not old. They have a very young defense. I think they're going to have just as good, if not better, of a chance next year and
yes.
maybe the year after that.
Maybe.
Like, when I think of Super Bowl or bust, I think if they don't do it now, it might never happen for this group. And I think this is
Now you're complicating this.
No.
What are you doing?
Super Bowl or bust means if they don't win it's
doing?
A colossal disappointment.
So you're saying if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's okay?
Okay is not the right word.
But I'm never going there.
The Phillies losing was a bust. If the Eagles get to the NFC title game this year, I will have optimism that they're going to get back next year, win the whole thing. This whole defense is young, right? With Quinion and with Cooper DeJean.
We have one of the best. Yes.
Yeah, very
yes.
few free agents yes. on the offensive side. Almost
You've
no one of them.
You've got to love the lean nature
yeah.
of the way it's built
yes.
on that side.
I think
yes.
they've got something now that could sustain. 2 years ago, it felt like, man, that was a bunch of mercenaries. They were about to leave. They were
yeah.
older on defense.
And now we're young and sustainable
yes.
for a couple of years on the defensive side. And we saw the Kansas City Chiefs do something with this sort of construction in their secondary, by the way.
They did.
And they went and won a Super Bowl against us. Against
they
us.
They did. All right,
we watched this work.
John says it's a Super Bowl or bust year now. I don't think so because I think they've got a good runway to go with a young team. Hugh, where are you at this morning? Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season?
Oh, it's always been a Super Bowl bust season for me. And I know this might sound kind of crazy, but even my first year with the New York Jets, I felt like it was a Super
that
Bowl or bust season. Yeah, it gets better.
Who was your
second
quarterback?
Second year felt the same way.
Who'd you have, Neil O'Donnell? And
yeah, because
Bobby
Neil O'Donnell. But see, that's why.
Neil O'Donnell was a Super Bowl quarterback.
He was coming
guys.
Off of a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but
he got picked off like six times.
And he had a loaded
Bowl,
Steelers
he?
Team carrying him.
Why y'all messing up my
He couldn't carry you to
Neil O'Donnell,
team.
Man. He was good.
Why y'all killing my dream?
John, it's John's fault.
Yeah. Sorry.
But that's the premise every year. And I know that, you know, as a fan. See, this is where I feel like. Me and John, especially, we straddle the fence a little bit because we're straddling the fence from being a former player
yeah.
and that mentality and the fandom that we share with everybody. Because as a fan, you're looking at it and you look at the roster and you're looking at the team, you're like, they don't look like they're going to be that good. The quarterback was da-da-da-da-da last year.
What is that? That's a funny – is that the old man voice?
Yeah, it's like,
old Hugh over here.
And so
the curmudgeon-y
you look at that,
old
yes.
Man.
But then you look at, and I understand what Joe's saying. I understand the perspective that Joe's coming from because Joe's looking at it like we got a young secondary, and they're growing and they're playing well. Hell, Kansas City had a young secondary, and I know before you exactly. say it, Joe. Oh, we ain't got Patrick. I know we ain't got Patrick
Mahomes.
We
don't, or Andy Reid.
I knew he was going to do that. But still, that's the dream. That's the hope.
Yeah.
And
cheap,
every year.
Cheap cornerbacks
yes.
who can actually hold up. If you ask them to hold up in man, they might be able to do it
yes.
over
and,
there.
And every week.
And they're only a rookie.
And I will say this. Every week that we've seen them play, and they played against some pretty good receivers, they've held their own.
Mm-hmm.
So the better they – the more they play and the better they get, the more comfortable I feel with Eastbound and Down and making it to Louisiana, making it to Bucky's, getting some Bucky's beef jerky and all the other t-shirts.
I had a friend who just went through to Bucky's and
yes.
got them.
Rhea, it's an experience. It's a phenomenon.
I've heard.
Hey, did you guys ever try to do arm wrestling where you used both arms and you just used one?
Where'd that come from?
I'm just sizing it up.
Listen,
I think you might still be able to win.
Oh, I
but,
think
you
would
know
too. Yeah,
funny?
I mean, let's be real.
Like this is like we think alike, but that was weird right there, though. That was a little different.
I think you could win.
He would win, of course.
No,
he would.
That
but
was a little
you're
different.
Using both arms.
I get the premise.
You're using your whole
I
upper
John,
body,
I
and
John
I think
Richard.
Hugh would win.
John, me and John on the same wavelength.
Well, of course.
I just try to. Hone it in just a
your
little
actual
bit more.
Teammates that carries a different
it
kind
does.
Of you know
it does.
Gravitas.
Rhea, where do you
yes.
come down on this? Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season?
No, but I will offer a different caveat than what you've offered. I think they have to get to the NFC Championship game, and I think if they get to the NFC Championship game, and it's here, I think it's a huge. Obviously, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, that changes the equation.
It changes. Well, and I just happened. Just for whatever reason, probably because I was bored, I went through the Lions' schedule. And their schedule is not entirely easy, the last seven games. Four of their games, they've got the Packers. Let me put my glasses on here.
They play the
Packers,
Bills.
The Bills, the 49ers, and
Minnesota.
And Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's the last game of the year. That could be irrelevant.
Sure.
So I kind of left them out of there. The Eagles' toughest games we know, Rams, Ravens, Steelers. So, I mean, there's still an avenue here for now. It would be really helpful if the Lions lost to the Packers.
That would
help
a lot.
Since
yes.
the Eagles
yes.
beat them. But I think there's still an avenue here. I think, though, they absolutely have to win a round. And I'm just feeling like it should be the NFC. These are the two best teams in the NFC.
It does
as
feel
of right
like
now.
It's separating.
As
yeah.
of right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season? I'm glad you said that, Rhea, because as the season changes, expectations change,
yeah.
right? Like at 2-2, if I said Super Bowl or bust, everyone but these guys would have laughed at me. Like
yeah.
we just wanted them to be decent. And now they've gone on to win six in a row. And you're right, if they get home field advantage in the title game or they're the number
well,
one
you
seed.
You take them out of that dome, I mean, it's huge.
You take Goff and you put him outside.
And
cold.
Yeah.
Exactly. And here, my favorite thing will be, and I'm not exactly Sirianni's biggest fan, but can you imagine the national media's head exploding the thought of who they have to pick, which coach they like better?
Sirianni or Campbell?
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Because they're both lunatics.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. It'll be very funny.
It would. And it absolutely would. 215-592-9494. All right, so when you say Super Bowl or bust, John, like, do you view this as the type of season like 2 years ago? Because I felt Super Bowl or bust 2 years ago. I thought the Eagles were the best team.
I felt Super Bowl or bust this season, last season.
But last season they weren't that
no,
good. They
not
weren't
last
that
season.
Good last year.
Again, what are you doing if not trying to go win a
well,
Super Bowl?
But you're
Bowl?
Trying. But
I don't understand.
John, they had an epic collapse. There was no chance they were winning the Super Bowl. Everybody knew it in the second half.
Yeah. And they just didn't feel
we didn't
like
know
last
that
year.
In the second half.
I
Niners,
thought we'd still have a chance to go win a Super Bowl.
But when the Niners came in here and beat the crap out of
I
us.
Didn't know that would somehow decode our team or something. That,
yeah,
I,
they slapped us around
still,
pretty good.
They did.
What was that? I don't know. Like,
that was a come-to-Jesus moment. You had to go back and reevaluate everything that you held truthful.
It's a meltdown.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, but I have
what
a question.
Was real after
I have
that?
A question for you guys because I wasn't here. I had just got here on the tail end of that season. What was it about that 2020 to, wait a minute, did I say it right?
Yeah, 2020.
You got it.
They were crushing people.
They dominated.
I mean, it was, Hugh, it was like, it was literally, they were dominating.
But going
people.
Into that season, because I think, wasn't that Jalen's first year, like, fit, like actually
second.
Starting?
Second year starting? Yeah, second.
So I know what you mean, like, as the season progressed, but
was
going
that the first year
the
with
season,
AJ?
It was. Second year in the same offense with Steichen.
Yes.
But first year with AJ.
So it just, they were just dominating people. I mean, and honestly, going into the Super Bowl, I think most people thought they were going to beat the Chiefs.
Okay. Oh, they were the favorite.
Yeah, they were the favorite.
And I remember that week because I was out in Arizona and one night taking calls, like people thought they were going to blow the Chiefs out.
Yeah.
Like, the confidence. The best way I could frame it is, too, they were kind of like the Lions are right now. They were blowing the doors off of Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That felt to me like a Super Bowl or bust kind of year. This one feels.
Go ahead. Sorry to cut you off, man. You know, that was year two of Steichen.
Yep.
Imagine year three. I mean, this is year three of Ben Johnson in Detroit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is year three of Jared Goff, who I always thought was just marginal. You know, he's been around now long enough.
And he's had a pretty good career.
Yeah. That he can function and he can get the ball where it needs to go. And if you've got someone like Ben Johnson, mm-hmm. who is a brilliant offensive coordinator who's going to put everyone in the best position at all times in the run game and the pass game and the protection game, every way you can possibly scheme, and the motion game and the personnel game. This guy is creative on top of creative, and he loves to run the football, and he loves to do crazy creative stuff with the football. My gosh, it's no wonder every team in the NFL wants this guy when every season ends. But he keeps saying, "Nope, you know what? We got something
he's comfortable.
Left to do here in Detroit."
He's comfortable.
So he's going to stick around there until they win a Super Bowl.
You might be right.
He's saying so right now. Imagine our quarterback in that kind of enviable situation, an offensive situation where he is that familiar a really smart coordinator.
That could be next year. Now, I'm not saying Kellen and Ben are the same, but if this staff sticks around, that's why I think that next year, this year is almost like a, wow, if they win the Super Bowl this year, it's awesome. Like, I didn't expect it, but I feel like it's not a Super Bowl or bust year because they're young. They don't have any free agents on offense. And this staff, John, could be around. I mean, unless someone poaches Kellen Moore as a head coach, which maybe, but I would say probably not.
Kellen Moore trying to get a head coach.
He probably is, but there's a real chance
he's
here next year.
But I think it's very possible he does the Ben Johnson. I'm going to stay true to my guys.
You think Kellen Moore's out of here after this season?
If we – that's why, for me, it's always Super Bowl or bust, because people want to establish their own legacy. And Kellen Moore, to me –
that's very possible.
Seems to me like he's the guy –
Of dollars, Joe Giglio.
Saying he wouldn't want it. I'm just not sure he's going to get a job. Of course he wants it.
Think about it like this, Joe. When he was in Dallas, he was pressing Mike McCarthy for the head coaching job so much
they got him out.
That they got his ass out of there. Because he was a young, up-and-coming Thundercat that felt like his way was the best way. And even if I'm not mistaken, there were even stories being told about how Mike McCarthy – apologize if I get it wrong, but Mike McCarthy was upset about the way that he called plays to that effect.
Yeah, he didn't run the ball enough or ran the ball too much.
To run the score up instead of playing like
He was one of the absolute hottest names out there for a head coaching job.
He interviewed with the Eagles when Sirianni got it,
which makes it kind of weird.
That's why, for me, it's like a Super Bowl or bust year, because these things change – like the wind blows. And if he comes in here and he gets us a Super Bowl win and he moves on, I'm okay with that. And that's how you have to think about it, because the NFL, everybody talk about no fun league, but it also stands for not for long.
Well, that is for sure. No, that is
And it's
clear.
Very it's very, very rare that you have a coordinator, a hot coordinator, like the one that they have in Detroit, that doesn't have that mercenary mentality. Think about that for a minute. They have a group that he doesn't have that. Coaches switch teams every year. Every time there's an opportunity, Look at the coaches we had.
The only one that's kind of similar is when McDaniels would stick around with Belichick. Right?
Yeah.
You have almost had the Colts job. He said no. So we'll see what happens there. Look, this Eagles team is good. They have a real chance to win the whole thing. I just don't view this year right now as Super Bowl or bust. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Broadcasting all day at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly for Birds Nest, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. We got 50% off all crab fries purchased here today. 50% of all crab fries purchased today will go towards the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Like
raffle ticket items on site, including a 2024 Eagles trip from fans of Philly, Lane Johnson autograph merchandise, WIP studio sit-ins, and more. To enter, you must be on site. Come on down, Chickie's at Pete's in South Philly at 6 p.m. Very special guest bartending event with WIP hosts featuring Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, and more. Swoop and the cheerleaders will be with us as well. 215-592-9494. John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes with us here on the Midday Show this hour. All right, on the other side, your phone calls on this. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season? Plus, it's the final day of CombOcon, your chance to qualify. We'll tell you all about the big prize we're giving away. And we'll play something Darius Slay said yesterday that got us thinking about an interesting hypothetical. That's all next. Midday Show, live at Chickie's on Sports Radio 94.